Muchas gracias.
Thank you very much, Chair. To begin, I would like to express our concern over the lack of participation from women's societies, women's organizations from Luxembourg, a country that's so close to us. We really would have appreciated to have some of them present here in the room. My question relates to three different points. First, the current process of reforming the constitution of the state party. I would appreciate some clarification on this. What are the different stages of this process? And I would like to have a general time frame of this reform to have a better understanding of the general process. In addition to the constitutional reform, I am concerned about the difference that is made between nationals and non-nationals in the law. And also have questions about the chapter on chapter 15 of the Luxembourg's constitution to include the right to abortion. It's legal in Luxembourg during the first 12 weeks. And now there's a draft bill that would eliminate the compulsory 3 days they mention. I wonder if there's any additional initiative to amend the time frame to have an authorization for an abortion in Luxembourg. And I would also like to know, what is the situation of migrant workers, specifically? It's very difficult to have information about this because the state does not publish data broken down by origin of the population. They only mention nationals. But, well, half of Luxembourg's population is foreign-born. I would appreciate from the National Human Rights Institution some specific data on migrant workers of other nationalities, that is, non-Luxembourg nationals. Thank you.
Thank you.